Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. A couple updates for you on programs we mentioned last week. First of all, the Atlantic session of the Heifer Development Workshop that was originally scheduled to be held this past Monday, February 1st, has been rescheduled to this coming Monday, February 8th, because of weather concerns and also because of conflicts with the Iowa caucuses. Beef specialist Chris Clark hopes that this reschedule will allow more producers to attend and wants to let folks know that registration for this program is still open. For more information on the Heifer Development Workshop, now coming up this Monday, February 8th. You can find the full flyer and registration information on our website. You can also email beefcenter@iastate.edu or call the Iowa Beef Center to get registered for that workshop coming up on February 8th. Another phone calls that we get quite often this time of year is for the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, VITA. Is a program that provides free tax help for Iowans with low to moderate income. The Extension office here in Cass County was a host site for the VITA program for many years. However, we have not offered the program for the last several years due to lack of volunteers to prepare taxes. Want to share with folks who may be interested in taking advantage of this service that there are still several sites around the state who do provide this service. Give them a call for scheduling of that service. You can call Adams County, Greene, Guthrie, or Shelby County here in Southwest Iowa for more information on the VITA Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program. If you are interested in getting some yard work done or looking out your window and thinking it would be nice to get some yard work done when the snow clears, trees on Iowa's landscape are still months from blooming and providing shade, which makes this an ideal time of year to give trees a tune-up with pruning. Of course, we want to make sure we're using proper pruning technique to avoid harming the trees, and here are some tips from horticulturalists with ISU Extension and Outreach on the proper way to prune trees in the winter. The best time to prune shade and ornamental trees is February through March for most deciduous trees. This is for a number of reasons. Primarily, the absence of any foliage or leaves at this time of year gives a clear view of the tree and the structure of the tree branches, allowing for the selection and removal of appropriate branches. Also, the walling off or compartmentalization of wounds occurs most rapidly just prior to the onset of growth in the spring. So basically, the trees are not working that hard to put on leaves or maintain life, so they have plenty of leftover energy to get those wounds healed quickly. However, there is one exception to this. Oaks are certainly an exception to this early spring rule. December, January, and February are the best time to prune oak trees, but if you can't get it done by February, it is best to wait until the next winter. To reduce the risk of an oak wilt infection, you should not prune your oaks from March through October. This fungal disease is lethal to many oaks and can spread from infected trees to healthy trees by sap-feeding beetles. If the oak tree must be pruned in spring or summer, you should apply a latex house paint or other wound sealant to the pruning cuts to avoid attracting these sap-feeding beetles to the wounds. All other deciduous trees can usually be pruned at any other time of the year with little or no negative consequences. However, you should, if possible, avoid pruning deciduous trees in the spring when they are leafing out and in fall when they are dropping their leaves, again, just to help them conserve energy. And again, the best time to do this is right now in the winter when you can still very clearly see the underlying structure of the tree. If you're looking for the right tool for the job, there are certainly various types of pruning tools. Keep in mind that the size of the branch should determine the best tool for the job. Hand shears or pruning shears are generally used for pruning branches up to 3/4 inch in diameter. Branches from 3/4 to 1.5 inches can be removed with lopping shears, and you should use a pruning saw on branches larger than 1.5 inches in diameter. For some of these larger branches, you also want to make sure you're doing a proper cut. Make the final cut just beyond the branch collar and branch bark ridge. This is the swollen area at the base of the trunk. The bark ridge is the dark, rough ridge that separates the branch from the main trunk. Pruning just beyond this ridge retains the tree's natural defense mechanisms and helps promote quicker wound healing and callus formation. To prevent bark damage, use a 3-cut procedure. Make the first cut 6 to 12 inches from the main branch or trunk, and start by cutting upward, about 1/3 of the way through the branch. Make the second cut 1 to 2 inches beyond the first, and saw downward from the top of the branch. Then, once you have just a very short 12-inch piece of branch sticking out, you can make the final cut back near the trunk, just beyond the branch collar and bark ridge. For more information on lawn and garden, as well as upcoming events in Cass County through ISU Extension, give us a call at the Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Stop by the office or find us online anytime. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.